This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had OneNote, tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Little Alan Jackson, as we mentioned, the Chattahoochee. Nick can't even say it.
Chattahoochee.
Try that other town not named Nacogdoches that Barry was.
Yeah, that was... I can barely say Nacogdoches. My sister went to SFA. I can barely say that too.
No, you're lucky. 1992 for the Chattahoochee.
Okay. I did tell him songs before 2000, so hopefully he did pay attention.
He's an intern. That doesn't mean a thing.
Yep, that's true.
They're mostly stupid.
Unless you tell them they're on air, then they're going to tell them they're bigger. Then they're going to tell you how to do things when they get off.
I hate to be all AJ on everybody, but is y'all's internet broke?
Mine's is not, thankfully.
Mine's not working.
Well, you know how you fix it? You slide slightly away from the microphone and scream at the top of your lungs, "I have no internet."
I know, I should. Robin shared with me a kebab from out there. She was like, "You want one?" I was like, "No, I had." She said, "Try it." I was like, "All right, they're good."
Oh yeah,
Damaris. Who's catering? Is it Damaris? Yeah. Oh, no wonder it's so good. I'm just smacking on air. I don't care. What's up?
You're Lance Zerlin on us. Zerlining us.
Does
now.
He eat on air?
He also comes in late for segments, leaves early.
Yeah.
Cracks
apparently
open,
he does that a lot because they kill him for it.
They do kill him for it.
They kill him for it, man. Yeah.
He comes in late a lot. I don't do that.
Yeah, or leaves early.
I'm glad I don't do that.
But it's not, I don't think it's as egregious. Like, what you do is not as...
Just going with it.
He just totally snitched on me.
Yeah, he did. I love it. That's what I'm saying. He's just going right with it.
What?
Like, yeah,
what?
We know what you do, and it sucks, but we get by.
You admit it on the air all the time. I'm not really throwing you under the bus.
Never.
I disagree.
What weird world am I living in where Joel had my back and covered for me, and Nick is the one that threw me under the bus?
I covered for you yesterday when you were late.
You just...
It's just getting worse.
God, you're going to need the dump button. I'm about to cuss you out.
It's so fun to make Barry mad.
God, you might want to pad your stats and pad the brakes, too. Because
why?
Here's the thing. You may tell him he needs a dump button. You're going to dump button him so you can yell. He has ways of making sure it's heard anyway. And then when you cuss at him and it gets on the air and you get in trouble, he still wins.
No, actually, I was told that if a curse word goes out, it's his responsibility.
What?
Not ours.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Are you saying that I'm bullshit?
He scared me, dude. Huh? He scared the hell out of me, man. Don't do that.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now who's your daddy?
That's right.
Barry's in control now.
I'm looking at the list. You only have 4 songs on there, player. Oh, no. I see him now. Okay.
He's repeating everything.
Yeah. He's just doing ours.
They're ins and outs. By the way, here's that young Andy Reid looking guy that is the United States curler. They show this guy every day, including
Matt
interviewing
Hamilton.
Him about the Russian doping scandal for curling. This guy is the poster child for the fact that no one should be doping doing curling.
No, he does have a bit of a gut.
He looks like he just got off the PBA tour.
If you look like me, you can't call yourself an athlete. If we have the same body...
Can I just give you,
you
props?
You don't get
and
to
this,
say...
This is how weird it is. I'm going to give you props.
Well, okay.
Because you're talking about these bodies, and you're trying to compare yourself to these guys who look... way overweight. I went back because of what you said the other day about the Super Bowl pictures.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at them. Bro.
I was big, wasn't
you
I?
Were, I had no idea.
And you always say, oh, you're not fat. You're not big.
I looked at one picture and thought Travis was bleaching.
You thought he'd turned white?
Yeah.
I told you. I was a big boy. I hit it well because I would just get like a 2XL shirt. And get some weird thing going.
Well, let's be honest,
the
smallest size they gave us in the shirts for Super Bowl were like 2XL.
Dude, the L's were...
They were massive.
Yeah.
Like, Nick, you probably got like an extra small.
Yeah.
It might have been. I mean, like those, I said, I normally wear.
Those shirts for Super Bowl were huge.
Yeah. I still have that. I think it's massive.
Yeah.
It was like an, I think it was like a medium, but it felt like a large or an extra large.
I definitely can't fit that shirt now.
No way. I think I was cleaning out photos on my phone or something like that, and I was like, oh man, Barry was right.
Don't you guys doubt, I know what I am, and I know what I'm not. And I was a big boy at one point. And because people see me now, and they're like, bro, like, you're not fat. I'm like, yeah, if you've been listening, I've lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
I was back down to 190 after.
But the thing is, the more you fluctuate now in a smaller window than where you once were.
So everyone's correcting me by trying to say what I was trying to say, which was Natchitoches. Everyone's like, oh, it's a Louisiana town called Natchitoches. No, because then everyone's like Nick saying, oh, it's Nacogdoches. No, it's a different one.
Yeah, it's a different city. I got
completely
confused.
Is it different
in Texas
city
or Louisiana?
It's in Texas, I believe. I'm going to Google it right now.
All right.
Like the guy said to
and
me.
I'm getting
like
my,
the guy that I'm blocking because he said I suck.
My judge and jury is letting me know that I was right in saying that anybody in the NHL is not allowed, but that professionals that have played previously in the NHL or are playing in the minor leagues are allowed in the Olympics. Either way, the United States sucks.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be a powerhouse in hockey.
It's a city in Louisiana.
There you have it.
And it doesn't have how to pronounce it. Natchitoches. That's not how it's spelled. Not even close.
Nick's hoping by the end of the weekend he'll have Natchitoches.
All right.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Final hour of the big show, then we'll turn it over to Fred, AJ Jong, and the Blitz. Keep it right here at ESPN 97.5. Ain't much changed, I
still chase to be new. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, final hour of the big show. Barry, Nick, and Joel, and a cast of thousands all crammed into the production studio and around the open house that is Gal Media. If you haven't checked it out, check out sportsmap.com. Best array of talent in the city, and of course I'm biased, but we all are writing for SportsMap, so anything to do with Houston sports, check out SportsMap. If you're looking for something to do in the city of Houston, check out Culture Map. For what's going on in Houston. And, of course, just make sure that you stay tuned and keep it right here because we'll take you where you need to go.
Mark said, Barry, you lose for misspelling George Strait. And I told Mark to kiss my ass. I don't care.
Did you misspell it?
I probably, yeah. Okay. Hell, how do I know?
Well, you can't put GHT in there.
I sure did. But I did it twice, once right and once wrong. Because I had El Rey and all my exes, and I spelled it right one time and wrong the other.
Okay.
Jeez, what an idiot.
We said that on a daily basis.
All right. I mean, our good friend, Mark.
Our good friend Jake Kaplan, trying to give you some form of a definition of what's going on with Forrest Whitley. 50-game suspension, now confirmed by MLB, but it will take effect at the start of the Texas League season. The Corpus Christi Hooks play their 51st game on May 29th.
Happy birthday to me.
And he will be eligible on your birthday to start playing.
That's again a sign. That means that young man is going to be a superstar. That's what that means.
All that means is he's going to win a camel race someday.
Well, you got to start being a champion somehow.
Well, can you prove it?
Yeah, I've got video.
I want the trophy and I want the check.
No, I've got video. What more proof do you need than that? I could go have a trophy made. I could go have a check made.
You lied to people because you said that you were going to get a big check that's going to show the donation that's going to go to your favorite charity. Have you gotten that?
No, I didn't lie. I expected it. I never told anyone I was going to get a big check. I expected to get one and I didn't. And no one has yet to follow up with Sam Houston Race Park to make sure that they paid. I'm sure they have, but we don't officially, since I didn't get the check, to me it didn't count.
Or Nick and
or
I.
Or trophy. And the
Nick
other thing,
and I believe it didn't count either.
I have proof, guys. I'm sorry. This isn't.
They could have gone to the parking lot and ripped a hood ornament off of some car and said, "Here's your, here's your trophy, champ. You got nothing.
Like, get some camel poop from the pen and give me that something. Like, I got nothing." And I think I was more mad about two things. Not the trophy, not the check. It was the fact that one, John, they gave him the mic after he won, and he got to talk mess to Jerome and the rest of the kid. And I wanted to be able to call them all losers. And two, they let the losers into the winner circle. That more than anything pissed me off.
Message sent, Nick.
Yeah.
Losers into the winner circle. What was the winner circle?
What?
What did it look like?
It was just a half circle.
And they were invading your
they
space?
They said, everyone get in the winner circle. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's called the winner circle. There's only one winner on a camel right now, and that's me. The rest of these guys are losers. He was like, sir, just take the picture. I was like, all right.
Either that or it was just everybody got a participation trophy.
Basically, that's what it was.
Well, they got trophies. You didn't.
No, they didn't get a trophy.
Oh, I thought they got participation trophies. No, that would have made it so much worse.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, yes, I could.
I'd have been pretty.
And if they didn't have any Purell in the winner's circle? The germs had to be rampant in the winner's circle.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I was reluctant until I found out that the two hump camels don't spit, is what he said. Or maybe it was the one. It's the one. Because we were on a one hump camel. One of the two.
That's hilarious.
Whatever one we were on, they don't spit. So I was happy about that. But the other ones do. So
you think genetically that's true for other things?
I don't know. Can I bring up something that's, well, if you
got only got one hump and my thing won't spit.
If you got kids in the car, well, it's too late now because Joel's.
And I live in Notish or whatever they said how to pronounce
Natchitoches.
It. Natchitoches.
Has anyone seen the Black China video?
The sex tape?
Yeah.
I have not, but I've been meaning to look for it.
Well, I tried to find it and I couldn't.
It's probably on Reddit.
That's probably a good place to start.
Is this the one where they say her skills are lacking?
Yeah. And what I'm most freaked out about is I saw some guy commenting on the fact that she licked the guy's knee. Is that a thing?
I've never seen that.
Here's your customary dad joke, Barry. It depends on if it was the left knee, the right knee, or the weenie.
We really need to get a gong.
I award you no points. Okay.
I need a gong. I need to bring a gong every day.
Chuck.
And then I just bong. Because sometimes they're good. You wouldn't get gonged. But sometimes you should get gonged.
Chuck Barris?
Yes, Chuck Barris. He does lick his face
always
a lot.
Licked his lips a lot and had the gong on the gong show.
But I've never heard of that.
Yeah, but it's certainly a new category now on Pornhub. Once you see it once, that's it. It's a new category on Pornhub.
It's like I knew a buddy, well, a long time ago, back when I was with my first wife. So that's like 94. He was into belly buttons. Like he that was his thing. That was his fetish.
Ain't nothing wrong with belly buttons.
I mean, that's just kind of a weird thing to be into, right?
I like belly buttons.
Really?
You do? Yeah. Like that?
I mean,
like,
if they're nice and clean, yeah, why not?
That's the thing is, that's a lint trap.
Are you trying to like put pieces in there?
What do you think is dirtier, the lint trap on a dryer or a belly button? It's pretty close. They both fill up pretty quick.
So you guys are disgusted with the belly button is what you guys are saying.
I mean, it's not something that I would want to lick
and
kiss.
I'm not attracted to, I don't go, wow, she's got a great belly button.
I mean, it's not something I look for on Pornhub, but yeah, I've licked the belly button before, if that's what you're getting at. I mean, I don't care. I've done it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Joel?
Nope.
No, not even like around
it. Any Audi,
not like circled
care.
It.
Nope.
No, I think I would be. I would probably do
unless you're referring to the female. Say, that's not it.
Joel, you're too high.
That's not it. You're too high. You're coming in hot. It's the wrong spot.
Ow! Ow! You're stabbing my stomach.
Yeah, that's not it.
Ow!
Yeah. Otherwise, nope. Not my thing. I guess like feet and other things, people. I just found this out, Nick. I would have never known.
Yeah. What, the knee and the belly button?
And the belly button.
Yeah, but the knee thing was
weird.
The
knee is completely weird.
Now, I would, like, if a guy was like that, like, hey, girl, I want to lick your knee, I'd be like, okay, dudes, we're weird. I could see some dudes with a knee fetish, but a chick?
But there are chicks that have the foot thing.
No.
Oh, yes, there are.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
You
told me.
Yes, I have.
Okay, there are chicks that have the foot thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. I expect guys. Guys,
my heel's a little calloused. Can you
that's
go to town?
Chewing on it? Ugh.
It's terrible.
That's horrible. We need to change the subject. Let's talk some sports.
What else you got?
I got not much. It's been one of those days,
you
want right?
to talk sports, I throw it to you for sports.
What is this thing you posted about Mike Patrick calls it a career?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Mike Patrick, but he has been a longtime voice of college football and basketball on ESPN. He's worked with Dick Vitale, did a lot of the ACC games back in the day. Really, really solid play-by-play guy. And he just, again, you hear these things, and the first thing, that you instead of saying, hey, tip of the cap for a great career, you wonder if he was pushed out or if he quit. But ESPN, just on the front page, was mentioning that he had done his last game, that they were going to honor him tonight during the broadcast of the ACC game. And I'm thinking, man, this guy was, you'd recognize his voice in a heartbeat. And he did so many big-time college basketball and football games, and it all of a sudden just says he's done. And ESPN puts it out, and it's worded in such a way you're like, but is he? Like, are you pushing him out, or is he fading off into the sunset?
Yeah, that's, you always have to be suspect of that, right?
Because you know what, tenure, he's probably got making a pretty good living because of the fact that he's been there so long. You get increases every contract.
Right.
But I think it's like a
30, is that how that works? Damn it.
I think it's like a 30-year career that he's wrapping up. But Mike Patrick was good, solid play.
What do you think he
guy.
Made in 30 years just calling college games and stuff? What do you
like
think?
Like overall for his
yeah,
whole career?
If his
total I mean, obviously
income.
When he started, not it wasn't, as big. There wasn't cable networks and everything like right. that. But I would venture to guess if you just take his all of his income for his whole career, I got to believe he's 15, 20 mil.
Damn.
Because you got to believe when he was in his Jeez. Heyday, he was still probably mid six figures at the low side.
Yeah.
And it got better as he got, and then he did not only football, but he did basketball too. So that took you through
three quarters
of the year.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think he made a good living. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I don't feel sorry for him then. If he was just living paycheck to paycheck like the rest of us, I would.
I get it, but at the same time, you are at a certain point, you earn the right to walk away when you want to walk away.
Right.
Instead of being forced out. And I just, that's the first thing that came to mind when ESPN says Mike Patrick has ended his long run at ESPN. That kind of leads me to believe that they're paying him to go away.
Yeah, probably. By the way, Brandon on Twitter, I don't know how to pronounce this first part of it, but Brandon is there. He sent me the Black China video. So if you guys want to watch it at the break, feel free to.
Nick just wants to know if there's good belly button.
I don't know. You should have never said anything. You're never. He's never not going to look at you and think that now.
What did I say?
I just never knew that was a thing. Right, belly
I
button.
Don't care. It doesn't bother me one bit.
No, it shouldn't. If that's something you like, then
if
you like
enough,
it.
It's big enough. I'll eat steak and eggs out that bitch. I don't care.
Wow. And then we just turned it into the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
All right, I want to watch this video. Go to break.
All right, we'll
see
be
how
back.
This works.
Final half hour of the show is right around the corner. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's killing
me. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You definitely lost.
Yeah, you
this.
Lost.
This is garbage.
I don't know what
intern
the hell.
Intern John lost.
Well, intern John's a loser then, because this is a lullaby that I don't. What is this?
This is terrible. I know Neil McCoy like lives up near Marshall, Texas, or something like that, because a friend of mine has a couple of dealerships out there.
Okay.
And Neil McCoy buys a new truck every year from him, and they're like good friends, and he's been like a spokesperson for his dealership. And I only know of one song from Neil McCoy that I thought was
the dude
pretty
does,
good.
He does commercials for him.
Huh?
This guy does
Neil McCoy.
Commercials?
Yeah.
He's the real McCoy. Neil McCoy doing the truck commercial. Hey, I believe the bribes. The current round of bribes are in.
Uh-oh.
So Mel Kiper Jr. just put out his latest draft preview.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, see?
All right.
He still has the Browns at number one, taking quarterback Josh Allen of Wyoming.
Okay.
I just think that's too risky. I got to get Salisbury's take on that. There's too many big-named quarterbacks that have ability, that have played in bigger conferences.
Yeah.
To take a shot. And you're the Browns, by the way, with that track record. You're going to take Josh Allen at one?
You know, the more I hear it, the more I think about it, people have been saying, should the Browns just take two quarterbacks? at this point, with as many picks as they have,
that's the closest you either can't
need.
Miss.
You either need to try to sign, a high level free agent, Kirk Cousins or somebody like that, and also draft a guy, because one of the two is probably not going to work out. So hedge your bets. You've got leverage with all these picks. There's a reason you went out and got them. There's no more important position,
no question,
on the team.
But here's the thing.
It's not ludicrous to think that. I mean, I'm not saying that I necessarily would, but it doesn't seem that far-fetched.
The old regime, totally agree with you. The new regime, now that they have a real general manager, now that they have real football operations people, you know, they took Elliott Wolf and Alonzo Highsmith from Green Bay. They've got everybody in line. They've worked together in the past. They're all kind of from the Ron Wolf tree. That's why I would say I trust them in what they're going to do, but I'm not sure that's what they're going to do. Because the other thing is, you know, the Giants need a running back, and Kuiper's got Saquon Barkley going at number two. Early prognostications were you could get a quarterback and you could get a running back. You take right. Barkley one, and you still have your choice. I would bet for them, I would give them advice. Make sure and get the sure thing. Get Barkley at one then, because you're going to have your choice, just like the Texans and everybody else was talking about last year. You'll have your choice of probably four of the five quarterbacks by the time you come back around with the Texans pick.
Yeah. It makes sense.
So right now, they have Barkley number two to the Giants. The Colts taking Bradley Chubb, the defensive end from NC State. The Browns coming back around and taking Minkah Fitzpatrick. But obviously because Barkley's off the board. Then Darnold, the quarterback from SC, goes to the Broncos. Baker Mayfield goes to the Jets, who are also, as I was telling you in the break, saying that they're not going to let Kirk Cousins get away. They're going to make the biggest offer no matter what it is. They're going to make sure he is their quarterback for now, and I guess they plan with Baker Mayfield for the future. Rounding out the top 10, the Buccaneers take Quentin Nelson, the guard from Notre Dame. The Bears take Tremaine Edmonds, the linebacker from Virginia Tech. Then the Niners take Denzel Ward from Ohio State, and the Raiders take Roquan Smith from Georgia. Josh Rosen falls to 11, quarterback from UCLA to the Dolphins.
Okay. It's got me feeling better. Y'all made me feel foolish earlier in the year.
I just told you where we were talking about where everybody had him projected at that time. But obviously, he's climbed up, and he's proven a lot of things to a lot of people.
We should tell people who. Yeah, because at one point, I was thinking, you think Baker could be a top pick in the draft? And everybody was like, you're dumb. So it's good to see that. I feel like, though, the concern, the way he was playing at the time when I asked that, he was playing lights out. And I feel like there's he's shunned the comparison, but the Johnny Manziel comparison,
smartest thing he could have done.
Yeah, but the comparisons are legit. I feel like I'm worried that long term he's not going to be.
But do you think he's going to be the party boy?
There's going to be two things. He's either going to be, and I think I said this before on the show, but I feel like he's either going to be Drew Brees or he's going to be Johnny Manziel.
It's not bad.
I don't know if he's going to land anywhere in the middle. He's either going to be really good at football or he's going to flame out.
Here's the thing. If he has any tendencies at all like Johnny Manziel, they need to keep him as far away from New York as possible.
Yeah.
They need to keep him in a spot where it's football-based, football only.
But he loves him some limelight.
Yeah, he does.
He loves him some limelight.
Right after the bowl game, the national championship game, or the semifinal game. He was in L.A. for like a week. He was Lakers, Clippers, parties.
I always agree when you mention that, Joel. Like when you know that a particular athlete has, you know, an addictive personality, you don't send them to New York. Don't send them to L.A. Don't send them. But it feels like if you have that tendency,
you're going to find it.
Yeah, in Cleveland, in some of the smallest cities in the world, you'll find it.
Well, he did. Johnny Manziel did.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Yeah.
You know?
You're probably right.
We were talking about weird fetishes and Fizz on Twitter. I'm not going to read his actual handle.
Okay.
But Fizz said, this is disgusting, by the way. My ex-wife got off on me chewing off her toenails.
Shame on both of them.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Her getting off on it and him doing it.
I'm not a guy that's going to judge, like, if you're in the feet, that's one thing. But to actually chew off a toenail?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty open-minded, but that's just weird.
If my wife was like, you know what would really get me hot?
What?
If you chewed off my toenail, I'd be like, well, guess what? You ain't never going to get hot.
That's crazy.
No damn way am I chewing off your toenail.
Okay, time out.
No.
Now, I'm thinking about it from my perspective.
Now, like, I don't need everybody to start.
Lisa runs marathons. Are you kidding me?
You get athlete's foot mouth.
And she actually is so concerned about it that she goes to like a foot doctor laser her nails and stuff.
My lip is peeling and it's itchy. Mm-mm. What? Why
not
is that
happening?
That's so gross. Oh God, that's disgusting. By the way, shout out to Brandon for sending us the Blac Chyna video. We watched it. She's lazy.
Terrible.
I think that's the best way to put it.
Either or she was on drugs when it happened.
She's lazy.
And here's the other thing.
There's no doubt.
There was
she's just like, knees involved. Yeah, I didn't see the knee thing. That wasn't in there. But what he sent us, she's
not a performer.
Very little effort. Very little effort on her part. Very little effort.
She could save face by saying she was drugged up.
She saved face by not.
Never mind. Jeez.
I know, my bad. See, I have to censor myself.
By the way, the last pick of the first round, I want to get your feedback on. Christian Kirk, A&M. Think he's a first round pick? Most people had him second or third.
He's got talent. He's got the one thing, though, that you really, it's so cliche to say it, but he's got speed.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about that.
You know, if you can figure out where to put him, he might be a good slot receiver. He'll definitely be a hell of a punt returner and kick returner.
He Sproles without being in the backfield.
Yep.
He could fill that role of Sproles.
And nowadays,
Sproles can't come back.
And nowadays, you got a guy in the slot that can run jet sweeps and so forth. So he might be one of those special weapons. I don't think he's ever going to be great, but I think he could be a weapon. And a lot of teams are looking for speed.
Yeah, they got him going to the Eagles at 32. The Patriots, Dante Jackson
that makes sense
at 31.
When you talk about the Eagles
with
and Sproles.
Right.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And 31 makes sense, too, if Dante Jackson is your replacement for Malcolm Butler.
Yep.
With the Patriots. So some of those picks made sense. Some of them don't. They got the Packers taking this raw defensive end from UT San Antonio. No.
No? You're not happy about that?
No. Not
did you
at
ask
all.
Lance about him?
I'm gonna. Now that you mentioned it.
He should.
I'm gonna ask Lance about it. All right. Achy break. You're done.
I'm not mad at this
track.
I'm not mad at this
track,
Intern John.
You
I'm giving Intern John credit on this one.
You could have blamed him, but you're gonna absolutely take that L?
I was going to say, Nick, how does that L taste?
Yeah.
Is it delicious?
How's the L taste in my mouth?
Yeah.
Kobe, how the L tastes?
Yeah.
Because, boy, this song sucks.
It's I'm okay with
really
this song.
Bad.
This,
for people who don't normally listen to country song, and I'm not one of those people because I listen to country song all the time now.
Yeah.
This is a good song.
It sucks. This is the Macarena for rednecks. That's all this is.
This is William Hung.
This is the Macarena.
So everybody hates this song.
Yes.
Pretty much. Except him.
Is this like the...
Because he got rich off of it.
Because this is like the one hit song that he's had, right? Yeah. Or is there other?
Well, he had one or two more. He had a couple more minor hits.
But this is like the one that made
his
name.
This is the big one.
You know, you know what he had that made him famous?
What?
A daughter.
You know? Yeah.
Oh,
This is the stupid shuffle. There's the Cupid shuffle. This is the stupid shuffle. The achy breaky.
You get no points.
So you wouldn't dance to this if you were...
Actually, I had to teach this.
This was your two-step song?
No, but I would teach people how to do the achy breaky heart.
Oh, there's a dance that goes with
this? Oh, yeah. It's a line dance. Google it. I forgot how to do it now, but yeah, it's a line dance.
Oh, yeah, I Googled it. I just see Blac Chyna doing the achy breaky. No, I didn't say. Okay. All right, we got one segment to go before we turn over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Tell my heart, my achy breaky heart.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This show just got weird. Now we're song swapping. The whole show has been song swapping, belly buttons, toenails. What the hell's going on around here?
So Intern John, his last song was Selena that both of you guys chose, and I couldn't play it. So I replaced it and stole one of Joel's. It's not a big deal.
You know, the other thing is Griffin said, hey, I wanted to test out my Alexa, my Amazon Echo.
Yeah, I saw that.
So he said he set it all up.
And the first thing, what is the first thing that comes out?
And he goes, Alexa, play ESPN 97.5. And then she's like, playing ESPN? And it's like, and it's me going, let's do the show without our shirts. Like, you know, he was like, what the hell is going
on?
That was
hilarious.
It's sexy time. Yeah, so that could be awkward if you come in the middle of that conversation, right?
From that.
Or if you've not been a listener since day one.
Belly button.
Because since day one, I've teased and joked about, oh, let's take our shirts off and do the show. So if you're just new to that and you hear that, you're like, what the hell is up with these guys? And Candy said, hell yeah, Nick, I love it.
Yep, you got
the
Candy,
achy,
Nick.
Breaky heart. That's stupid, Candy. You're dumb.
That's like, ridiculously.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Well, I can't believe you guys are hating on him that bad. Is it really? Is it like a unified?
It's like
it,
Ice Baby was back in the day to the hip-hop community.
Oh, it's horrible. Okay, now I get it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's horrible. It's trash country.
So he's not really...
It's not even really considered country anymore.
I'm sure he's picking up a check, but again, he had the best thing that he ever could have had was having Miley, because now he, if nothing else, he's known as Miley Cyrus's dad, so he's still performing, I'm sure, because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. At first, she was gravy training off of him.
Right.
And because she got the, what was she?
Wasn't she on a TV show or something
like
that?
Yeah, she was...
like a judge on...
No. It was a kiddie show. And Hannah Montana.
Is that who she was?
Wasn't
yes,
Miley Cyrus?
She was Hannah Montana.
And that
No. I think was it so. Hannah Montana?
That's my guess.
Or was it, I'm thinking of Lindsay. No, not Lindsay. Okay, yeah, you're probably right. Hannah Montana.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, so he ended up gravy. No, Hannah Montana.
Yeah, it's not Hannah Montana.
No, that was, where the hell did it go?
Don't get me lying. I don't know who says that.
What the hell? Why can't I see the names? Oh, it was Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, according to Wiki, minor roles in television series Doc.
But then they have another chick there.
Well, who was Hannah Montana, damn it?
It was Miley Cyrus. Okay. But I thought it was somebody else. There's a picture on the front page of Google.
Is Miley Cyrus. Yeah, portrayed by Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. My bad.
I was thinking it was somebody else.
Joel, you were right.
Another blonde person that can barely sing. Okay.
The volume's still up from the Black China video.
Yeah, did it go over the air?
Yeah. No, just the ding from the emails coming in.
Okay.
Somebody said, did you guys see Mark Cuban, owner of the Mavericks, got fined $600,000 for comments on tanking? And I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but he was on a podcast. And he said, I'm probably not supposed to say this, but like, I just had dinner with a bunch of the guys the other night, and here we are. You know, we weren't competing for the playoffs. I was like, look, losing is our best option. So he said this out loud into a microphone on the, it's called the House Call with Dr. J podcast. He says it out loud, and the NBA fines him $600,000. Jeff Zilgit said he could have, based on the NBA constitution of bylaws, he could have been fined up to $1 million for admitting tanking.
He had been fined that much in the past for things with David Stern. But the thing is, to go and say, I probably shouldn't say this, and then he did?
Yeah, and then you say
he deserves every bit of what he gets. He basically was the Spurs, but he verbalized it.
Normally, I would be like,
the Spurs tanked it for Tim Duncan.
They didn't say it.
They did everything but say it, so you can't prove it. But the minute that he opened his big mouth, he deserves that.
And normally, I'm like, dude, that's just Mark Cuban. I appreciate it. That's what made him who he is, but... When you consider the fine, the amount of the fine, $600,000.
That's a lot of money to...
And he's already the most fined NBA. Doesn't he have the most fines in the NBA?
All time.
Like, I forgot what the number was, but it's really high.
Yeah.
By the way, Brett Guidry to the rescue. He goes, Barry, you're thinking of Lizzie McGuire. That one. Yes.
Who's Lizzie McGuire?
I got to Google who the actual lady is. But, yeah, that's who I was thinking of, Lizzie McGuire.
I don't even know what that is. That's a show?
No, it was kind of like Hannah Montana.
What's that mean? Hillary
Duff.
Show.
Hillary Duff was Lizzie McGuire, and then Hannah Montana was Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
So that's who I was thinking of. That's correct. Thank you for the kick save and the beauty.
Hockey reference.
You like that? Yeah, that was, and then he added to it. He said, Adam would hate hearing that, but I at least sat down and I explained it to them, and I explained what our plans were going to be this summer. They were not going to tank again. This was like a year and a half of tanking. So he didn't just tank this year. He's been tanking for a year and a half. And he said, and that was too brutal for me, but being transparent, I think that that's the key to being kind of a player's owner and having stability. Oh, okay. Well, I hope you enjoy missing out on $500,000 or more now. Well, I hope it was worth it.
He's so loaded. That doesn't bother him, and he'll write it off on the organization instead of coming out of his pocket.
Well, he better save it. He's going to have to probably go to court.
Just think about how mighty he's fallen. Everybody used to want to play for the Mavericks. They had the really high-tech locker room where each locker stall had its own Bose stereo system and had all this electronics and all these things. And you know, and then they had the one run where they had the championship when Dirk was in his heyday. Since then, let's talk about why you have to tank. You spent way too much money on Harrison Barnes.
Yes.
You spent even more money on Wes Matthews Jr. after knee surgery or whatever he had. You've made a lot of bad decisions that have put you in this predicament, and the Mavs have fallen completely off the radar. Remember when Dwight Howard was a premier free agent? He said, I'll consider Dallas, but I'm not even thinking about Houston. Now look where we're at. Everybody wants to play for the Rockets, and now here's the other thing. Depending on how this Tadierma Ussery thing plays out.
Uh-huh. He's going to need that money.
Cuban's going to look really, really bad.
He already does. I mean, when you think about this, that investigation goes back to, what did you say, 98?
Yep.
That's 20 years that he did nothing about it. Now, he's fired some people because he said,
oh, because he's putting it on them.
I didn't know.
Right.
But like I was saying, that $600,000, you're going to need to be paying some lawyers, because I have a feeling a lot of those people that filed the grievances back then or had issues are going to come forward, and now he's going to be in court. The Mavs, as an organization, could be in court for a while because of it.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because Cuban was squeaky clean, thinking about running for president, you know, doing all these different things, getting involved in the political arena, taking shots at Trump, making critical comments about everybody else. And now the crosshairs are squarely on his buttocks.
I was looking at this because you started mentioning the horrible Harrison Barnes contract, which actually escalates over the next 3 years.
Yep.
Wesley Matthews. Dirk's not even the third highest paid player on the Mavs.
Well, you know why.
Yeah, because
he's taken less to try and get more players, and look what that's got him.
Dwight Powell, $9 million is third. Dirk is fourth, making $5 million. They got Dirk making $5 million the next 2 years.
And he did that so that they could be competitive.
And what did they do? They went out and wasted
it. You need to redo Dirk and just drain him.
Basically, Harrison Barnes, Wesley Matthews, good players. Not guys you want to try to take you to a championship.
No, you got enamored by really Harrison Barnes winning a championship.
Really good role players.
That guy's going to be the guy.
Good role players, maybe third or fourth guy, you know, on the team. Right. If you're trying to build a big three or four or whatever. I wouldn't even classify him as a big three, but man, they screwed that up bad. You were right on that.
No doubt about that. All right, we're going to wrap it up. But right now, I'm going to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for quite some time, and I'm so glad that Mattress Mack is a part of this show, because he is where I go for furniture, and you should too. He's got three locations to make it convenient. He's got Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. He's got the Post Oak location right there in the heart of the Galleria, and he's also got I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. No matter where you go, you're going to get the same kind of great customer service. You're going to get attention to detail. They're going to ask what you're looking for. They're going to ask if you have a certain style, if you want leather, if you want cloth, what you're looking for, upholstered furniture. They're going to take care of you. And throughout the process, what they say is in their marketing campaigns and commercials is exactly what they're going to do. You're going to get a solid wood, American-made furniture that's built to last. You're not going to get any back order slips. When you buy today, you get it that night. They're going to deliver. They're going to save you money. And they're also going to make sure they go above and beyond from a customer service perspective, which means when they deliver the furniture, if there's furniture you want taken away or furniture you want moved around the house so that you can get in the new furniture, they're going to take care of that too, because they want you to continue to use Gallery Furniture. Everybody knows Gallery is a staple in Houston. You're going to be in Houston for a while. They want you to come back for whatever you need when you're shopping for furniture. I do it. You should do it too. Brandon here at the station did it recently and found out how true it is when he found out that other places that he had been shopping furniture at were telling him there was going to be a back order, telling him what the prices were going to be, telling him that delivery was going to cost extra. And instead, when you went to Gallery Furniture, he got no back order slip. He got great prices. He got solid wood American-made furniture, and he got it delivered the same day with a customer service smile. It's the way they do business at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about it. Check them out. One of the three locations. Max says it. It is the truth, so believe it. Gallery really will save you money.